Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Two intersection signals proposed on Mission Street in San Miguel. District Attorney Dan Dow hosting seminars on identifying fraud. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. 805-674-535141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held this Tuesday at 9 a.m. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project item that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. The streets are 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. A study conducted in 2020 predicted these intersections were projected to operate poorly by the year 2035, triggering the need for traffic signal installations. However, both intersections cross the Union Pacific Rail Line, which will require coordination with railroad operations. The agenda says this would become a multi-year capital project with a budget adjustment of $500,000. The estimated construction cost would be $2.6 million, according to the agenda, but will be reassessed during project development and will return to the board later to request authorization. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. As of Sunday, a section of Highway 1 is closed due to flooding and minor rock falls. The closure is 6 miles north of Ragged Point Inn to the end at Post Mile 4.7 in Monterey County near Radio Point. Currently, there is no estimated reopening time. District Attorney Dan Dow hosting How to Identify Fraud seminars. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. County District Attorney Dan Dow will be hosting 2-hour seminars for learning how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud on Friday, January 30th. The seminars will take place at the Cacho Shajin Government Center in San Luis Obispo, first starting at 9 a.m. The first seminar is open to the general public, helping them learn how to identify current fraud schemes aimed at local residents. The second seminar will be from 12 to 2 p.m. at the same location, aimed for helping real estate professionals identify fraud schemes. And the third will be from 3 to 5 p.m., teaching small business owners how to protect their assets. These three seminars are all free to attend. For the first time since June 2024, the Santa Margarita Lake, also known as the Salinas Reservoir, is at capacity. The lake's most recent water level following the winter storms is at 103%, which can pose some problems. Debris and cloudy water can be present at this level, and the rental dock is currently closed. The rental dock will reopen in a few weeks once conditions improve, however. Returning for another year will be Atascadero's annual mother-son and father-daughter dances. These two spectacular events will return in January and early February at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. On site will be music from DJ Manny Medina, alongside snacks, door prizes, and a professional photographer, with affordable picture packages to make the memories last forever. This year's theme for the events are How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Tickets are now available and can only be purchased in advance at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In sports, for the NFL, on Saturday, the Seahawks beat the 49ers 13-3. On Sunday, Raiders beat the Chiefs 14-12, the Rams over the Cardinals 37-20, and the Broncos beat the Chargers 19-3. For the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 p.m., the 49ers and Eagles just after 1 p.m., and then at 5 p.m., the Chargers and the Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Jazz 123-114, the Celtics over the Clippers 146-115, that was on Saturday. Yesterday, the Lakers beat the Grizzlies 120-114, the Bucks over the Kings 115-98. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers, the Jazz will go against the Trailblazers, the Thunder will face the Hornets, the Suns will go against the Rockets, and the Hawks will face the Raptors. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. The 19-year-old who was found dead on Mount Baldy has been identified as Seal Beach resident Marcos Casanova. He was one of three hikers whose bodies were found on the mountain earlier this week. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jenny Smith says the tragedy happened in an area known as the Devil's Backbone.
This is an extremely dangerous trail that is not carved out in a way that a regular hiker could hike that and be safe.
The other two hikers haven't been identified. The LA County Board of Supervisors is declaring a local emergency in response to recent powerful winter storms. This as another storm is expected to bring several inches of rain to the area over the next 3 days. Board Chair Hilda Solis says that will bring a host of issues.
People are still bracing for this rain that's coming and possible landslides and flooding and evacuations again.
In sports, the Ducks fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime today in Anaheim. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Fig lovers who long for the taste of an older variety called Calimarina, which is largely phased out of commercial production in California, may be in luck. San Joaquin Valley fig grower Kevin Herman has harvested his first full crop of a new variety called Emerald, which he described as a replacement for the Calimarina. "We're excited about the future of this variety," Herman told AgAlert in a field report. "We've been picking and packing and shipping the heck out of them. Consumers really like them." He said the large, green figs evoke creme brulee and almond flavors, which is the fruit is reminding some consumers of Calimarina, which has limited production because it requires a complicated, labor-intensive pollination process involving the fig wasp. "A lot of folks are nostalgic about heirloom varieties," said Herman, who farms in Fresno, Madera, and Merced counties. "They like this fig because it reminds them of some of those heirloom varieties that have come and gone." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-50s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 50s Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid 60s on Sunday, and 65 a week from today. Currently it is 47 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Touch
Georgia Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch a Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Markets have been reacting calmly to the U.S. capture of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. Analysts tell Dow Jones investors have learned to look beyond geopolitical risks in recent years, keeping focused on fundamental drivers such as economic growth, inflation, and corporate earnings. Chevron shares are rallying. Analysts at credit sites say Chevron could be the biggest beneficiary if the U.S. government takes control of the Venezuelan oil industry. The U.S. says it will have increased control over Venezuelan oil. Chevron is the only U.S. energy company currently operating in Venezuela. Reuters says Samsung is planning this year to double the number of mobile devices with Galaxy AI, powered by Google's Gemini. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino in Lemoore is where it is, the resort. I'll get that right. It's a new year, remember? It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Morning Exchange.
Listening to the sound of the American heart.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I'll have the very, very... Well, she's got a lot of energy. Mickey Wright from the Pastor Robles Senior Center, always a lot of fun to have her on, and some new things and updating what's going on out there. Also, Susanna has a very interesting show today. She'll have a former colleague by the name of Adam Credo. He covers foreign affairs for the Washington Free Beacon, and he'll be talking about Venezuela. He is very much in tune with the Rubio Trump administration and very knowledgeable about this. And then also she'll have on David Atangapa to talk about the fraud in California. He's a California assemblyman. So starting things off here on the new year, right choice. Also, I'd like to kind of give you an update. Paso Kid. Josh Oliver finished up the regular season. Well, they're not going into the playoffs. With the Vikings' victory over Green Bay, 16-3, Josh had caught a couple of passes, and it was for 29 yards in the Vikings' victory. All right, there you have that, and anything else that may be on your minds. We don't need more stoplights or any stoplights up in San Miguel. They put in that four-way up there, stop sign. It's working, I guess, okay, and so forth. They can get tickets out of it, but not now. Don't need it. Only 2,000 people. Let's see here. We got, some new laws, and then also a appeals court here in California. You may not have heard this because it came down Friday, the Ninth Circuit, and it was a ruling that the U.S. Appeals Court strikes down California's open carry ban in major Second Amendment ruling. The ruling affects 95% of the state's population, and it goes back citing a 2022 Supreme Court precedent on gun regulations. So the 2-1 decision in the San Francisco-based Court of Appeals, and this is it had to do with California's ban on open carry in counties with more than 200,000 people, and again, that's roughly 95% of the state's population. That it violates the Second Amendment, according to the release. And the writing, the judge, Lawrence Van Dyke, and he goes on to say, this historical record makes unmistakably plain that open carry is part of this nation's history and tradition. It was clearly protected at the time of the founding and at the time of the adoption of the 14th Amendment. Now, the judge also noted that California previously allowed residents to openly carry holstered handguns for self-defense without penalty until 2012. Obviously, that changed. So, good news for many in the state of California regarding that. And also, there's some new things regarding speed limits in the state of California. It was the Department of Transportation is allowed to lower speed limits by 5 miles per hour on certain highways. And also this has to do with some more in school zones as well. Another bill, cities and counties can lower speed limits in school zones from 25 to 20 miles per hour. And the new law allows local governments to set speed limits of 15 miles per hour within a school zone on roads posted at 30 miles per hour or lower, and 25 miles per hour when approaching a school zone from 500 to 1,000 feet away without having to meet the previous roadway restrictions. And so lowering the speed limits, be on the lookout. There'll be a grace period, though, for that as well. The law enforcement will issue warning citations for the first 30 days to give motorists time to adjust. Again, that is according to the CHP. And then also there's another one that expands the slow down and move over law to better protect people working or stopped along the roadway. I thought this was part of the law anyway, or maybe from when I got my original license in Kentucky, that's what you did, and also it was a courtesy. Now, under the new law, drivers must slow down or change lanes when approaching any highway maintenance vehicle or stop vehicle that has flashing hazard lights or warning devices, you know, such as the cones or road flares. Drivers approaching such a vehicle must move into a lane that is not next to the stop vehicle or slow down to a safe speed if changing lanes is not possible. Now, violating this law is considered an infraction and can result in a fine of up to $50. That's what the law says, so be on the lookout. But also, again, just use some common sense, even if it's not a, you know, a vehicle that's working or obviously disabled. I see a lot of people, and it's good for them that when they see maybe, you know, the family, they've got some kids, and they pull over the side of the road on the highway, especially that, shall we say, taking care of business, you try to, you know, get away, because especially if they're kids, you know, don't know what they're going to do. Again, but you have to be extremely careful when you change the lane, obviously. So, anyway, Joe's just a couple of the more new laws here in the state of California, and also tougher DUI penalties for traffic deaths, and that is previously impaired drivers who caused the death could be charged with a misdemeanor or felony, resulting up to 1 year of probation for a misdemeanor and 2 years for a felony. And that has, we'll see what the teeth on that do as well. Okay, so I have a question. We don't usually go here with this, but the situation in Venezuela, if you watched it over the weekend or listened to President Trump's addressing the nation on Saturday morning, did anybody think of Vietnam? I immediately did. You know, the Vietnam, we had the CIA was in on the assassination of the South Vietnamese president in November of 63, which was kind of ironic if you think about it. And it wasn't direct, but information that came out years later that there was a connection between the CIA and so forth and so on. Now, the Vietnam thing is, you know, pretty complex, because when you go back during the Eisenhower administration, that's when the United States started to get involved. And I remember reading this book, and it was from McGeorge Bundy, who was one of the brats in the Kennedy administration, who later admitted that Kennedy and himself and other advisors really didn't know what they're doing, because they didn't ask for help from those who were still around from World War II. But he said that even Eisenhower had doubts about putting people on the ground, not necessarily boots on the ground at the time, into Vietnam after the French said, basically, we don't want to touch this anymore. So the United States started to get involved. And then obviously from Eisenhower forward, and then, you know, under the Johnson administration, look what happened. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but we have a history of getting involved in things and not having a precise plan. I thought that President Trump was fairly vague, as well as Rubio, when I was listening on Saturday. I don't know if much has changed since then, but I'm a little bit leery of it. I understand the reasons what was stated, but I'm not sure that we should be doing this. I'm just not. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. Now, if you remember, again, or have read about history with the Vietnam thing, the assassination of the president, and I think his brother as well, if I'm not mistaken, it didn't directly really push, but it escalated the U.S. involvement, because it created a, I guess you could say, a sort of a power vacuum, and that led to an unstable government, and it almost demanded that deeper involvement from America was necessary to stabilize the country against many things, as President Trump highlighted on Saturday. So this is going to be very interesting to watch. Also, on a somewhat funny side of it, I noticed yesterday on the news that many people in Congress on both sides of the fence were, shall we say, taken aback by President Trump not letting them know in advance of what was going to take place. And I think President Trump addressed that on Saturday by saying leaks. He didn't trust them. And why would you? Why would you? Nobody would have kept their mouth shut. So you don't do that. I know, you know, we've had some presidents, including Biden, who basically told the world what our intentions and what our next moves were going to be. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So anyway, and then also I've often wondered this in our relationships around the world with countries such as Venezuela. Why don't we use the force of the money that we give to these countries and say no more unless they clean things up? Why don't we ever do that? Now, in the scheme of things, we don't give Venezuela a lot of money. It's over $200 million a year. And that's supposed to go to supposedly humanitarian causes. However, if you look at the history of humanitarian causes, if you go back to the early 80s, there has been so much money misappropriated, stolen, diverted by corrupt officials in these countries that can't stabilize themselves. And we continue to give the money. So it sounds nice, humanitarian, but it's really not going for what its intentions are. And there's not much follow-up from the government. Now, organizations around the world have tried to do that, but they're kind of on their own, and it's dangerous for them as well. So, again, maybe some of you have some thoughts regarding any of that. All right, let's see here. Oh, I didn't get the, I forgot to mention, folks, you can call, you can text the 238-5775 line to get in as well if you don't want to bother with the email. So, anyway, those are just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. And let's see here. Speaking of stoplights, there are too many traffic lights on Creston Road now next to Wayside Liquor Store. Yeah, that one's goofy. Chris, have you been on Creston since they had that? They have those two lights there?
Yeah, I think I know which ones you're talking about. Near that gas station, right? I think near Boland Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. It certainly looks a little weird and intimidating, but I don't find it to be that cumbersome.
Well, I'm wondering what the need is. You have two lights about 50 yards apart. I don't know. I forget the reason why they put it in there, but it's a little goofy. And also, if you notice, the lanes have narrowed on Creston Road, particularly there, and they don't line up. So it's, you know, when you're coming around that little bend there and so forth, the lane has gotten smaller because we have, I don't know, what's on the right-hand side, and then another thing, and then in a bike lane. So you have, I think, three things there. And then the road for the vehicles is very, very narrow. Then you have those two goofball lights, like I said, within 50 yards of each other. I don't know if there's been problems there or whatever, or apparently people in California just don't know how to cross an intersection without having a diaper on. Not sure about that. So anyway, yeah, it is. I just do it once a day, so it's not a big deal. In the time of day I do it, it's nothing. Now perhaps during the two rush hours, maybe there's issues. I don't know. I'm sure would get a very nice answer from the city regarding why they did that. Alrighty, stop lights, speed limits, et cetera, et cetera. All right, folks, we are going to exit stage left on the way. local news headlines, Fox News update. We'll also have a look at the world of sports and of the regular NFL season. Lots of games still to go. And also, we will have extended weather, the world-famous pet alert. We got a couple on this morning. And, of course, starting off with some trivia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. County District Attorney Dan Dow will be hosting 2-hour seminars for learning how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud on Friday, January 30th. The seminars will take place at the Cacho Shajian Government Center in San Luis Obispo. 3 will be offered that are 2 hours each and are free to attend. Returning for another year will be Atascadero's annual mother-son and father-daughter dances. These 2 spectacular events will return at the lake in January and early February at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Tickets are now available and can only be purchased in advance at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Daria Albinger. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will be arraigned in a matter of hours from now on drug charges in a New York federal court.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans and American families grapple with overdoses, hundreds of thousands of deaths. And Nicolas Maduro is largely responsible for many of these, funneling deadly drugs into our borders.
Tricia McLaughlin, Assistant DHS Secretary for Public Affairs, says America's safer for it, but many Democrats say the Trump administration crossed the line by not notifying Congress first.
There's no criticism of tactically how they did it. It's the motives, the intent, and the what comes next that we're very worried about.
California Congressman Ami Bera and McLaughlin both on Fox News Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Build your car care confidence with Taco Tuesdays and Tires, 5:30 to 6:30 at Spring Street Mobile in Paso Robles. Keep your car safe and reliable with expert coaching from the car care professionals at Spring Street Mobile. These ASE certified mechanics will help you understand and show you some simple ways that will help you maintain your vehicle to keep it safe and reliable. That's Taco Tuesday and Tires at Spring Street Mobile in Paso Robles, 5:30 to 6:30. And remember, at Spring Street Mobile, you get that personal, friendly service you can't find anywhere else. So whether it's oil changes, battery checks, smog checks, new wiper blades, tires, and much more, your local favorites are at Spring Street Mobile in Paso Robles. Oh, and they have some gas, too. SpringStreetMobile.com or call 238-6315 for Spring Street Mobile in Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
All righty, we have about 16 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 18 Sunday playoff decision day went right down to the last second. The Steelers edged the Ravens 26-24 last night for the AFC North title and the last postseason berth. 4 fourth quarter lead changes, 2 on Lamar Jackson bombs to Zay Flowers, the last on Aaron Rodgers' 26-yard TD pass to Calvin Austin III with 55 seconds left. But after Baltimore blocked the PAT, Tyler Loop missed a last-second field goal that would have won it. Earlier in the AFC, the Broncos bucked the Chargers, clinching the top spot in the conference, and a bye week. Patriots won the East, drubbing the Dolphins, three TDs for Ramondre Stevenson.
Back then, when it wasn't really going my way, just day by day, just putting my best foot forward, not really trying to get discouraged. And, you know, my teammates and coaches made it a little easier on me. They had my back.
The Jaguars trampled the Titans to win the South. Trevor Lawrence threw three touchdown passes. Texans battled past the Colts to secure the 5 seed. And the Bills blasted the Jets in the final game at Highmark Stadium. 4 scoring passes from Mitchell Trubisky. NFC, the Falcons fought off the Saints, handing Carolina the South crown and a playoff berth. Meanwhile, Atlanta got a jump on Black Monday, firing head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. Lions beat the Bears on a last-second field goal. Commanders got 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns to top the Eagles, so Chicago edges out Philadelphia for the 2 seed. Rams got 4 TD passes from Matthew Stafford to rally past the Cardinals and nab the 5 seed. Vikings close out the year with their 5th straight win, beating the playoff-bound Packers. Elsewhere, the Browns nipped the Bengals. Myles Garrett got his 23rd sack. That's a new NFL record. Giants clubbed the Cowboys, while the Raiders shaded the Chiefs, so Las Vegas gets the top pick in this year's draft. The playoffs begin on Saturday with the wild card round. That's Monday Sports.
Here's something for you, a futility. The New York Jets, this season, they had no interceptions defensively. They didn't get one interception this year. All right, we got lots of football coming this weekend. Saturday, we'll have the early game, the Rams at Carolina. That will be 1 p.m. kickoff here on KPRL. Sunday, we have a triple header. First game at 9:30 will be the Bills at Jacksonville. Then it's the 49ers in Philly taking on the Eagles. And the late game, the Chargers at New England, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All righty, moving right along. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. They're located 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right. Clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy skies tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid-40s. A little bit of sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Tuesday with highs supposedly in the low 60s. We'll be in the upper 50s on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Saturday, sunshine, low 60s, mid-60s Sunday, and Monday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:14 a.m., 5:04 p.m. And let's see here. I think we do have some information. Yes, we do, from the water quality supervisor from the City of Paso Robles Water Division. Our season's total is 10 54 hundredths. We're at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. 12 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot!
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. How about that? All right, we got a couple of them this morning. My goodness. One's returning. This one is a lost dog, Max Emiliano, or Max. Let's see here. It's a male, age 9, border collie. He's got a picture here, cute little pooch. Weighs about 36 pounds. It has a red collar. It was last seen on New Year's Eve right next to us here on 32nd and Oak. All right. So Max, and here is the number. If you know where Max is, again, cute looking pooch, 805-635-4217. And back, we have the two buddy, the two females, the Brittany Spaniel and the German Shepherd mix. Spaniel is brown and white. The Shepherd is black and gold. And let's see here. Spaniel has a gray collar and the Shepherd has a pink collar. No tags on it. They're both between 35 and 40 pounds and they are chipped and they've been missing since the 23rd in North Paso Robles, just up the road a little bit. Here's a number to get these animals home, 805-835-5199. Please help out if you can. All righty, your world famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Chris, you're not off the hook.
Oh, no.
Because we have time this morning.
A lot of time by the looks of it. Okay, what do we got?
Yes, we do. I can only spread out trivia so many minutes.
Well, we can hope that everybody gets it wrong up until the last person.
Well, you know what? That's a very good point because I just thought of something. Since the media is never wrong, then I'm the only one that has the answer. And even if they have the correct answer, I can say no. Which would be unethical.
Right. It would also depend on people calling in constantly.
Or I could say, I can't hear you, or just cut them off the air.
Right, right. Maybe just don't even turn on the phone line over there and just pretend like they're not on.
Chris is learning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so here you go. I got a goofy one.
A goofy one, okay.
A real goofy one. Otto the Bulldog broke a record for a dog to skate through the longest human tunnel.
Okay.
So you have people lined up, and they're standing there with their, you know, with their legs spread.
Right.
Okay, the human tunnel. All right, so on skates, Otto the Bulldog, and how many people did he skate through without any assistance? I guess people...
When you say skates, do you mean he was on, like, roller skates or something, or a skateboard?
It just says to skate through the longest human tunnel when he skated through the legs of how many people without any assistance?
Let's go. How many people could they even get to volunteer for this kind of thing? 150.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Oh, no.
Way more than that?
No.
Oh, okay, way less. Well, it's a dog, so... 25.
Close. 30.
Okay, I was a lot closer the second time.
Okay, so 30 people had nothing better to do and decided to do this. I guess I'm assuming Otto had no choice. It's not like, you know, he went into his toy box and brought out the skates.
Maybe he likes skating.
Well, he somehow learned how to do it. So good for Otto, and I guess good for the people because they may be in the world record book somewhere and their lives are better for it. All righty, let's see here. Have to sounds bad. Moving along this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL, it is time for a thing called trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I should have stuck with my original trivia question because I think it would have been a little bit more difficult. But it is what it is. Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And what NFL team has made the most playoff appearances in NFL history? What NFL team has made the most playoff appearances in NFL history? So even if they, you know, didn't win a Super Bowl or a game, they made the appearance. So what team do you think has made the most playoff appearances in the history of the NFL? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Figuring it out. And let's see here. Well, what hints? Well, I'm not going to give you any hints, because we have to burn time anyway. So, this is maybe a surprise. Maybe a surprise. I know one of the teams in the top five in terms of history is relatively young. Again, in terms of history of the NFL, which, if you want to go back, I think in 1933. I think it was 1933. I mean, you had the formation of professional football in the 20s with the Red Grange, and then the official NFL came in, and, you know, then we had the playoffs and progressing and so forth and so on. All right, here we go to the phone line. Gee, what a shame.
Was that intentional or not? I guess the world will never know.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It just happened. I had the phone thing on here, and they did that, and Now we'll try this line. Hi, good morning.
Green Bay.
Excuse me?
Green Bay.
Yes, you're right.
Packers.
Yeah, I realize it's the Packers. May I have your name, please?
Dale.
Okay, I don't want to hear. Yeah, it is the Green Bay Packers with 37 appearances. And, of course, they've got a couple of Super Bowls, notably starting with one Mr. Vincent T. Lombardi, but going back before that with Curly Lambeau and the rest of them and so forth and so on. Coming in second place, and this is where I say history, because they formed in the 1960, which, again, in the history of the NFL really isn't that long. The Dallas Cowboys, they're right behind with 36. And then a team that was downtrodden as one of the original, what I consider the NFL, we're not going back, you know, to the Canton Bulldogs, that stuff, with the original franchise. And again, they were downtrodden for many, many years, but since the early 1970s, when Chuck Noll took over, the Pittsburgh Steelers are behind the Cowboys with 35. And then you have another one of the original franchise come in at number with 33, and that is the New York Giants. And the Rams also have 33. Of course, you go with the Cleveland Rams, the Los Angeles Rams, the St. Louis Rams, and back to the Los Angeles Rams. Another team relatively new in the history of the NFL, coming in the 1960s, is the Minnesota Vikings. They come in at with 32, so one behind the Rams and the Giants. And then another team that was downtrodden for many, many years, one of the older franchises in the NFL. I think their first star was the running back Steve Van Buren, who's in the Hall of Fame, Philadelphia Eagles at 31. And then a team that, who knows, because for how many years now they have been downtrodden, but at one time they were one of the powerhouses of the NFL, and the name of the team was the team of the owner, Paul Brown. The Cleveland Browns at 30, and then many of you will be happy to know that the San Francisco 49ers, they come in with 30, so they're tied with the Browns, and then you have a team that went here, then went there, then came back, or under a different name, the Indianapolis Colts with 29. And then finally you have one of the original teams from the old, what I call the old AFL. They used to be called the Boston Patriots, and now, of course, they are the New England Patriots. They have 28. And then one of the, if not the oldest franchise in football, the Chicago Bears at 27, along with the Kansas City Chiefs and another team from the old AFL. You know, they had the merger there, I think, what was it, 1970. So those are your tops of the teams ranked by playoff appearances in NFL history as of 2025, and the one with the Cowboys, similar now to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the coaching with, of course, Tom Landry starting with the Dallas Cowboys. He was there for, 29 years? Now Mike Tomlin is going in, or he's finishing up his 19th year. And if you remember the Steelers under Chuck Noll, he was there, more than 15 years. So there was something to be said about consistency in the coaching staff and just the general staff as a whole. Consistency, consistency. So there you have it. Sorry if your team didn't make the list.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. As of Sunday, a section of Highway 1 is closed due to flooding and minor rock falls. The closure is 6 miles north of Ragged Point Inn to the end at Post Mile 4.7 in Monterey County. There is no estimated reopening date for it currently. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held this Tuesday at 9 a.m. On this week's agenda is a capital project that would approve the signalization of two streets at 11th and 14th on Mission Street. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Speaking of playoffs, listen to this stat. Former NFL quarterback Gale Gilbert one of the unluckiest players in sports history. He played for the Bills when they lost four straight Super Bowls, and then the next year, he went to the Chargers and lost another Super Bowl. That's five straight Super Bowls he lost, but he did get the checks. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation, 805-674-5141.
Choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.